Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, you're very welcome back. I'm joined on stage by a young lad from 6 Mile Bridge in County Clare. He's won a heap of All-Irelands as a player, a manager at club, college, inter-county level, you name it. One of the best-known sporting figures in all of the land. David Fitzgerald, known to us as Davy Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a million, Dave.
Oh, delighted to be here.
I'd say you're trouble getting through the crowd there now. You've been selfied raw today.
Ah, listen, it's good. It's better being that way than being the other way. Let's put it like that. So,
well, that'll come. That'll come.
That definitely comes when you're in a game and you're losing. You hear that other
exactly. Side. You're in good form because the season's over and all of that.
Yeah, no. You know what? After a tough season, it's nice to get a breather. Well, the breeder was fit as family. That happened straight away. And then it's here with Zurich in the Plowing Championship. But I'm actually going on holidays next week.
Do actually go on holidays?
I do get a holiday, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
And Ireland's Fittest Family, is that done now for the new season of film?
Yeah, we finished it about a month ago. Like, I love Fittest Family. Like, I really enjoy, after the hurling, to get out and be able to do that and work with families is brilliant. And some of the shows this year are just off the charts. I'm telling you, like, there's only seconds in it. It's seconds in some of the heats. It's brilliant, you know. It's really so close to call, and like the families are so up for it. And I'm just excited for it to come out now. I think it'll be aired in the next few weeks.
The standard keeps going up every year.
The standard keeps going up, yeah. And like, do you know what? The interaction with the families is brilliant. But the thing I love is every night at home on a Sunday night, you could sit down with every generation, be it people 50s and 60s into their 30s, 40s, even into the kids. You can sit down and watch this programme together, which is great.
It's great crack. You roaring your head off at them as well.
Aye, we get excited at times.
You look like you're stressed out of your mind half the time.
Yeah. Would you, like, and that, like, it's hard to believe that wouldn't be me at home. Like, if you ask him at home, like, and even, I suppose, when I was growing up, I would have been the exact opposite of that. I would have been the kid at school who just sat down the back and didn't want...
You were the calm one.
Yeah, absolutely did not want to be asked a question at school. So it would be the complete opposite. But if you look at Fittest Family, when I get into something, I 100% go for it. But outside of that, it'd be different.
A lot of people probably don't realise that you were also the creator. You come up with the show.
Yeah. Myself and James Sexton, a friend of mine, having a cup of coffee one morning and started talking about different things, and we came up with the concept of Fittest Family, and I asked to meet someone in RTE to see what they thought, and they said you can have 10 minutes, so did. We ended up there for an hour and a half, so we did, and they took the idea, thankfully.
They did, and it's a big success. So at the ploughing, you're doing Ireland's Fittest Farmer.
Yeah, I'm in the Zurich stand below, and we're doing Ireland's Fittest Farmer. We've done it for the last 2 years, and again, like yesterday, we didn't get a breeder all day.
Right, okay.
And do you know what I love? We get a lot of young kids down, and
yeah,
they get to look at it on TV, but then they get to do it, and we get to chat to them, and I enjoy that.
So here you do, is it Hang Tough?
Hang Tough we do
one?
Here, yeah. See how long you can stand. Everyone thinks it's easy until they go up there.
I'd say, yeah.
When you go up there, it's a different story. So, but it's class, it's cool. Like,
how fit are Ireland's farmers from being here for all day yesterday and again?
Oh, no, Ireland's farmers are fit. They're tough. There's right. No fear that, yeah, yeah. No, I love their resilience. Like, and you look at, I suppose this year, even weather-wise, has been tough on our farmers and things like that. And we have to realise that, but... we're a tough bunch, I'll tell you that, and they're brilliant.
Hardy bucks. Come here, Ross, asked you, when we were watching you on telly after matches,
yeah,
you get very intense, and you seem like a fella carrying an awful lot of grievances.
No, as I said to you, I actually think I would be way different than what you see. If you look at a 70-minute game, you'll see me probably might go nuts for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. RT are very good at picking out the bits they need to pick out, right?
Wouldn't miss that.
Yeah, yeah, so they do. But in general, like, and if you ask a lot of the teams I'd be with, I would be probably the other side of things. Wouldn't be that into roaring and shouting as much. In Fittest Family, I actually ask my family, do you want me to go after you or do you not? So there's horses for courses, and it's the same with teams. Like, I'd rarely give a team talk before we go and play a championship game. I do most of my work the week or two coming into it, and be it playing tunes, doing whatever, I wouldn't really give this massive big thing to send them out into battle, as they say, or whatever. It's my job to have them ready the 2 weeks before it.
Come here, congratulations, you're now the Bannisdor, the manager of Antrim Hurling.
Yeah.
That was an extraordinary twist that no one saw coming.
I didn't see it myself.
It's a long trip from 6 Mile Bridge up to Belfast.
It is, yeah. Like, you know, I made my mind up very quick that I was going out of Waterford. I have a 2.5-year-old Dahiog who I absolutely adore and spend a lot, like, every morning. Sharon has gone to work at 7:30. I have him for the next 2 or 3 hours and they go out to the child minors, and I love spending time with him. But the idea was this summer, I didn't want any other thoughts in my head. Like, if I was at Waterford, I start straight away nearly after the All-Ireland, I start planning and I start meeting.
Pre-season.
And I'm travelling non-stop. This summer, I had the 6 or 7 weeks where I didn't do anything. And I met the chairman of Antrim. I said, yeah, come on down. But it was one of my best friends who brought him down. And one of my best friends who has been very good to me said, listen, you've talked about this now for long enough that you'd help us. We want you to come up and do it.
So you will have to travel.
Yeah, I'll be up on a Tuesday, up on a Friday, up on a Sunday.
Will you go and stay there for sure?
I might stay the weekend, yeah. So, well, yeah. But, like, hopefully Sharon and Dahiog will be up there as well with me. It's very important.
You go together as a family?
Well, please God, on the weekends if we can.
That'd be some achievement with a 2-year-old now, travelling up and down. But,
listen, he's been up once or twice already, but this fella's a gas man. He's full of beans and he's... are we going to Antrim, Daddy? Like, I heard him saying the other day.
You know, so,
yeah, he's been up twice. He's a great young kid. And I'm going to do this for the 2 years. And, like, my biggest thing is if I can work with a team and get them to some place they haven't been, Oliver. If I can make that happen, it's just be great.
I must ask you, your other son as well is... What's his
Cullum.
Name? He plays in 6 Mile Bridge.
Ah, Cullum.
You have a lot of life, don't you? He's a 26-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Well... as most people know here, do you ever stop being a father or a mother, no matter what age they are? I don't think you stop being a father or a mother at any stage, so you don't. So Cullum at 26 or 7 is still in the fold in a big way, and a special young man. And we all know, like, every family will come across ups and downs, and I'm no different with my family. And Cullum is really, really special to me as well, so he is, you know.
Well, look, it's good to see you in fine fettle. You're in good shape yourself.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm looking forward to a small bit of a breather. It's been a long year, so and we all need to take a break every now and again. So there's a few weeks I'm going to just chill out.
Well, enjoy that, and the best of luck in Antrim.
Thank you very much.
Davy Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a million to Davy.